This episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast is brought to you by fitkel.co.za. Fitkel, your events, your calendar, your way.
Welcome to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
The Ask Coach Parry podcast, and today's question, Lindsay, comes from Michael Hove. He says he ran the Old Mutual Two Oceans Ultra over the Easter weekend, was comfortable up until the standard marathon. However, from there, he suffered massive muscle cramps. Although he had two massages at the 46 and 50 kilometer mark, it didn't really help. Rubbing ice itself, though, helped. What's the best way of treating this as comrades is around the corner? Will breathing with the mouth as opposed to the nose help? Slower running, muscle cramp will salt. I think let's talk about the massages and your take on the massages first.
Yeah, so Michael, I think the one good thing that comes out of this is that you've now experienced firsthand that massages on the side of the road do absolutely nothing to help you get to the finish line. In fact, all they do is they gobble up your time, and simply walking or rubbing ice in some instances will help to minimize the impact of the cramps on your race for the rest of the way. Look, I don't know if this is the first time you've been past the marathon mark, but what I can tell you from Two Oceans specifically is that a lot of people make the mistake of running way too hard from the top of Chappie's Peak into Hout Bay. That does a hell of a lot of damage, and with basically a pull from Hout Bay all the way to the marathon mark and then past the marathon mark going up Constantia Neck, if you have overdone it there, you are going to really suffer. Either your legs are just going to be broken, or as in your case, you experience a lot of cramp, and that may also be linked to the camber of the road. So what I can say to you is that if this happens to you again at Comrades, when the cramp comes, don't stop moving, otherwise the cramp will take full hold. Keep walking, and yeah, if ice helps, definitely do a little bit of ice treatment, but you do not want to stop for massage. It's a waste of your time, and actually what will happen is when you start running again after the massage, you'll just be more susceptible to cramping again because you'll have seized up.
Awesome stuff. Thank you very much, Lindsay, and yeah, good luck. I hope it works out for you.
This episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast was brought to you by FitKel. FitKel is a better way to find and share your running, swimming, cycling, and multi-sport events. Access the website on your mobile device or laptop at fitkel.co.za to build a customized race calendar to your preference and export it to iCal, Outlook, or Google Calendar. Visit fitkel.co.za now. That's FITCAL.co.za. You can follow FitKel app on Twitter. Tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter about FitKel with hashtag FitKel, or submit a new event on the site and you could win a R2,500 Sportsman's Warehouse voucher. FitKel, your events, your calendar, your way.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachParry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachParry.com.